Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from the 20th to 27th of April 2017. We've got DDoS creator jailed, AAA development is unsustainable, Call of Duty World War II details, esports to become a medal event, and mods turn people to a life of crime. Let's get to it. The creator of a DDoS program that launched 1.7 million attacks against Minecraft, TeamSpeak and RuneScape, among others, has been jailed for 2 years. Adam Mudd created the first version of his program, Titanium Stressor, when he was 16 and has made over £300,000 from the pay-to-attack service. The product's website even went so far as to offer bulk discounts and had a refer-a-friend scheme. Titanium was also used on Microsoft, Sony and Xbox Live and operated between 2013 and 2015. Mudd committed 594 of the attacks himself and says he was more interested in upping his status among gaming communities than the money. Defending the attack cost RuneScape alone $6 million, with an additional $184,000 lost in revenue. An app is being developed that will purportedly allow you to stream games from your PC to your tablet, phone or console. Rainway from Borderless Gaming will enter a beta on the 5th of May and claims to, quote, use newly developed techniques to allow games to be transmitted to your device in super high quality with practically no lag. In addition to being able to use any device with a browser, native apps are also being developed for iOS, Android, Xbox, and Nintendo Switch. To top it off, Borderless wants to release it all for free and keep it that way. Cliff Bleszinski of Gears of War fame warned in a talk at the Reboot Development Conference that AAA development is unsustainable for nearly everyone but the biggest players. He says the games aren't cheap to make or buy, and most gamers can't be expected to splash out on 3 or 4 costly games a year, without having assurance that they will actually be good. Quote, they're not bad, they're not great, they're just there. He says this then leads to an attitude of limitation, where developers would rather go with the tried and tested than try something completely new. His solution is a focus on what he calls AA games, which includes titles like Rocket League, Warframe, and Rust. Games that play and look well, but don't have all of the big budget features or marketing. They also typically adopt a free-to-play model. Ubisoft are set to open 2 new offices in Bordeaux and Berlin. They will add 100 new staff and assist with game production as part of the company's cross-studio collaboration system. They join the 2 German and 4 French studios already founded, including their first studio, 25 years old, in Paris. They aim to gather the highly skilled graduates and industry veterans from around the area, as well as reinforce video games as a viable career option and economic contributor. In game release and update news, more details and a release date have been announced for Call of Duty World War II, confirming the D-Day landings and the Battle of the Bulge will be among the mission lineup. Multiplayer will be class and objective based and has the new addition of Headquarters, a social space Activision say will feature recognition and awards. Co-op will have a, quote, new and original story based on the ever-recycled Nazi zombies, and single player will be played from both the perspective of a young, inexperienced private and a female member of the French Resistance. The title is being developed by Sledgehammer Games, who led the creation of Advanced Warfare in 2014 and co-developed on Modern Warfare 3 in 2011. It is expected to release on the 3rd of November this year. In esports news, an esports event will be added to the 2018 Asian Games as a demonstration sport, part of the indoor and martial arts category. The games have been used by other sports as a step towards Olympic inclusion, including baseball, tennis, and taekwondo. In the following 2022 games, there are plans for esports to be a full medal event. The specific games have not yet been settled on, but they will be a selection of MOBAs and RTAs, as well as FIFA. Following on from the last episode's story about the University of Utah's esports scholarship, Stevens College in Missouri is now offering a varsity esports scholarship. However, Stevens College is of particular note because they are an all-women's school. President Diane Lynch says, "Our mission is to ensure that women succeed and can make choices about anything they do in any environment and in any profession, so why would we not do it in esports?" The college intends to form a 12-person team to compete in the Overwatch TESPA Collegiate Series later this year. It is also the 31st college to join the National Association of Collegiate Esports. A PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds charity event will be held on the 4th of May, pitting two groups of 32 two-person teams against each other to raise money for Gamers Outreach. The charity provides equipment and software to help kids cope with treatment inside hospitals. Each team will play three rounds of duos mode, with the winner being the team that places highest overall. You can watch the event and donate to the cause through Twitch. The North American and European League of Legends spring splits have finally come to a close. For North America, mixed team Solo Mid and Cloud9 played a close game, with Solo Mid coming out on top 3-2. They won $100,000, competing against nine other teams. In Europe, another two mixed teams, G2 Esports and Unicorns of Love, had a more one-sided game, ending up with G2 winning 3-1. They won $86,000 and also competed against nine other teams. Russian and Ukrainian team Vega Squadron wiped the floor at the Dota 2 StarLadder I-League Invitational European Qualifier, winning their first two games 2-0 and the final against Western European Spirit 3-0. While there was no prize money, Vega now has a spot in the main tournament. They competed against 11 other teams. Brazilian team SK Gaming beat Eastern European team Gambit Esports 3-1 in the CS Summit, held in LA, taking home $63,000 against seven other teams. The America's Overwatch Rumble pitted 8 pro and 8 amateur teams against each other, with the French pro team Rogue coming off as the winner. They beat NVS 3-2 and won $6,000. The only amateur team to get past the group stage was US and Canadian team Rise Nation, who shook off mixed pro team Complexity 2-0, only to be beaten by NVS in the quarterfinals. South Korean Hero beat compatriot Alive 4-2 in the StarCraft II GSL Super Tournament held in Seoul. He won $10,000 against 15 other players. The top sellers on Steam this week were PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, H1Z1 King the Kill, CSGO, Dawn of War 3, Arma 3, Nier Automata, GTA 5, Subnautica, Halo Wars Definitive Edition, and Ultimate Epic Battle Simulator. Finally, my favourite story of the week was, the UK's National Crime Agency has published a report in which they claim cheat codes and mods in games make young people more likely to turn to a life of internet criminality. They say the easy availability of forums and pages that instruct players on how to cheat in games opens them up to more serious activities, like initiating malware and DDoS attacks. Another part of the study showed that young cybercriminals were motivated by completing a challenge and proving themselves to their peers, and, like Adam Mudd earlier, are not that interested in the financial gains. In fact, activities that they don't make money from are more attractive as they don't see them as actually criminal. The NCA suggested that a preventative route would be to take potential criminals and show them how they can use their skills legally, from game and software development to working for an internet security agency or even the government. You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have two links of your choosing displayed on the website. I'm also still running the competition from the last episode, where all you have to do is tell someone about the show and then drop me a DM or leave a comment on the site, and you could go into the draw to win an honorary community member Patreon tier, which grants you moderator on the Steam group, access to the private Slack channel, and go on the mailing list to receive the full show notes every week to peruse at your leisure. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up to the email list, where you get a new podcast in your inbox every week. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Twitter at 7_D_G, leave a like on the Facebook page, and join the Steam group. We're also on YouTube, where the show is quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show, or drop by the website and leave me a note. Thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you next week.